everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Hollywood Reimagined. This is episode 3. I am Tulia Ferraro, and I'm here with my co-host, Fred Copeland. Fred, can you hear me? Fred? Hello? I don't know if he can actually hear me or not. I can't hear him right now. We're going to try and solve this issue. In the meanwhile, we can do a little recap of what we talked about in the past 2 episodes, a little bit of what we're going to be talking about today. And, oh, hello? I heard some noise.
I'm here. I don't know if Fred is here, but I'm here.
Oh, okay. Are you Angelica?
I am Angelica. Hello.
Well, nice to meet you, Angelica. I'm so Fred, like,
nice
told
to
me
meet
that.
You. Come
nice
stai.
To meet you. Hello, bene tu.
Bene, grazie. Fred told me you're from Italy, so.
Yeah. He told me that you're Canadian-Italian, right?
I am. My parents are from Italy, but I was born in Canada, and now I'm actually – 3 times a citizen. I have my Italian citizenship, my Canadian, and I became a U.S. citizen in October of last year. So
that's
yeah,
awesome. Congratulations, by the way. I'm aspiring to get there, but I'm working on it. Yes. Fred told me that he was having some issues with internet in his whole house. So I'm hoping that he is going to be able to jump in. Oh, I think I see him. Wait, let's hope. Hello, Fred.
Yes, I'm here.
Hello. Nice hearing from you. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. All good. I was already chatting with Angelica. Yes.
So
what's
been going on in Angelica's life lately?
What's that, Fred?
What's been going on in your life lately since you've... been doing your own thing in the acting world?
Sure. Oh my gosh, well, can I first say congratulations to the new journey? That's fantastic. It's an exciting role.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
I love the whole concept. You know, we all need many, many clones of ourselves. Wouldn't life just be so much better that way?
Definitely.
As long as we all get along, which isn't always the case in the journey right. world. But I'm still in the world of entertainment. Currently, I've been revising a script I'm working on that I hope to produce. And it's funny, I was telling Fred earlier, it's something I wrote quite some time ago. And as I was revising it, I thought, you know, what took me so long to get back to it? And I feel like everything has a perfect timing, you know, and sometimes you might create a project or create a story, but you're not necessarily ready to share it. And I feel like now I'm at a point in my life where I'm ready to share it. I can share it. I can talk openly about it. And so that's what I'm working on right now.
Congratulations. That sounds super exciting.
Oh, thank you. I mean, you know, I think we're all artists at our core, you know, no matter what profession you're in, I think everyone has a bit of that creative side in them. And for me, that's how, you know, I stay happy. I have to keep creating.
Absolutely. I feel like we can all relate, at least on this podcast right here.
I got a question for Angelica. What advice would you give Tulia about being Journey?
Let me think. I'm trying to think, you know, what sort of energies I tapped into when I was playing that character. You know, I don't know specifically for the role of Journey, but I would say in general, some great advice that I received from an amazing acting coach, Diana Castle. I don't know if you've ever heard of her, but I attended for 6 months this school called The Imagined Life. And something that I always remember that she said is that we are everybody. So what I mean by that is so many times actors will get roles, you know, or be confronted with a script and have to audition. And a lot of times they'll say, oh, this isn't me, or this just, you know, I'm so far away from this character. And what she taught me was we have parts of our, like, of everything in us. So if you can take that mentality when you're approaching dialogue and remember that, well, you could be that person on the street. You could be that serial killer. You could be that, you know, whatever the case might be, understanding that as humans, we're fragile and, you know, various circumstances could lead a very, you know, healthy individual to flip. And so when you look at everything like that and every piece of dialogue that comes to you that way, it allows you to embrace that material, you know, that conversation and play with it. And so for me, that's something that's been very, you know, that's been very significant in the way that I now approach any sort of characters or roles. I never think, oh, well, I'm not that, or that's not me, because we can tap into all sorts of realms of ourselves and, you know, and we're all human. So it's just something to keep in mind.
Definitely, definitely. That was very nice. What did you say the name of the coach was, or that you attended the school?
Her name is Diana Castle, and I just thought she was so brilliant. And I'm sure she's still teaching now. It's just been a while for me since I've been in that class. But she just really broke down acting in such a brilliant way. And here's another tip, and this might be a little bit hard to grasp at first, because it takes everyone quite a bit of time. It's a different way of thinking. So when you approach dialogue, what she would have us do is you would take every word sentence by sentence, every sentence word by word. And with every word, you would formulate a picture in your mind. And it's such a hard muscle to like work in the beginning. But what ends up happening is then when you go back and you play and you do the dialogue, strangely enough, your mind has all these pictures in it. And what you don't realize is that's actually how our memory works. Like if I'm telling you a story of, let's say, my family or my childhood, even though it's just me speaking, my mind is actually thinking images. And that's what makes it so real. So when you do that with dialogue, then when you go to play, you realize that those images you've created are there. And so it's sort of like creating faux memories. It's really fascinating.
Yeah. I think that I can relate a little bit to that, because I don't have like a photographic memory per se. But I do memorize really quickly, and I do use like highlighters or like different colors to help me like memorize. And then when I do end up like playing out the scene or saying my lines, I realize that the image that comes through my mind is like the page like itself. So like the script. And in class, during my classes, I also had to like fight with that a little bit too, to like kind of reprogram my brain into thinking, okay, now I have the lines memorized. Now I need to, as you said, kind of like link every single line to like a specific image that's going to help me connect more with the character, like with the things that my character is saying. So that's definitely like a very valuable thing that you just mentioned. And I can definitely relate to that.
Yes, because see, I think I'm kind of like you too. I can memorize things very quickly. I see things in my mind too. Like if I look at numbers and I have that photo in my head. But with this, it's actually attaching an image to every single word. And so then when you're going back and you're playing that scene with someone, the strange thing is that your mind doesn't realize that these memories are faux memories. They're not real memories, but they act as real memories. So now when I'm talking about the green tree down the street, even though there really isn't a green tree down the street, the fact that I've created those images, when I'm now telling you this in a scene, my mind is pulling those images that I've created. And so then my delivery is authentic.
Yes,
so it's a
absolutely.
Way of creating like that authenticity where you're not pushing, you're not forcing, you're basically retelling something that your mind has already recreated as a memory. So it's really mm-hmm. fascinating. And
yeah.
it's not easy to do in the beginning. It is definitely a muscle that you have to learn, or that you have to work. But in the end, it ends up becoming something that you do more naturally, and it doesn't take as long. In the beginning, it's a little bit arduous because you go word by word and it takes a long time.
Mm-hmm.
It ends up becoming a faster process the more you practice it.
Absolutely, absolutely. Like every other thing, the more you practice it, the more you're going to get better at it. So in acting is definitely
exactly.
the same thing. Yes, 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 absolutely.
Speaking of lines, I think we have some audio we can play for Angelica.
Oh, yeah?
No.
Let's play the first one.
It is a matter of public record what the first one has done. She has violated every law there ever was to protect the journey. I request that the council pass summary judgment on the first one of death. I request that this verdict be swift and immediate.
Okay.
Oh my
gosh.
That's
kind of
like
something.
That's kind of emotional, you know, takes me back.
I thought it might.
By the way, this is my fault because we just started chatting immediately. I haven't introduced you properly, so let me just do it again so that it's on there and everybody knows who you are. Angelica is a former leading actress in the Cineplex Studios production, and she's done multiple projects, but one of the main ones was she was the leading actress in the series Journeys that now I'm doing. So she's kind of like my mentor, let's say, in this case. And we just heard a clip from one of her previous episodes on the series Journeys. There you go.
Oh, you're
sorry.
So sweet. You're so sweet. Happy to be here. No,
of
that,
course.
What I was going to say, though, about that clip, I don't know if you remember, Fred, but we were laughing our heads off. We just could not stop laughing that day. We just kept laughing. And I don't know. It's like sometimes when you're working these long hours, there's moments of like just delirium because you're tired, I guess, and your body is
mm-hmm.
responding. So I remember that scene. I mean, we obviously got it, but I remember that day we were laughing so much.
I actually have several clips of you laughing. I got the Journey one. I got the Angel one. And actually, there's two for Angel, yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I got those. I got those three. I still have them.
Oh, that's hilarious. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I mean, we had our share of bloopers, you know. It's just, how could you not? We were like a group of, like, I don't know, 10 girls. It was just too fun, you know, too much fun.
It sounds a lot of fun.
That's a different way we were doing it in originally. We had... for every face you saw, there was 1,000 clones of that particular line. And over the years, it's changed to where I got down to just one now,
mm-hmm.
who does all the versions.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
I
very
love
challenging.
That.
It's very challenging on the acting side to act against yourself in the same
mm-hmm.
scene.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a different experience. Because with me, at least, I had, you know, other females that we were playing off of each other. And I'm sure what you're experiencing is different, but exciting, you know, to play all those characters and to stretch yourself.
It definitely is exciting. And I do really much enjoy the fact that I get to play, like, completely, like, polar opposite characters pretty much in every single episode. Like, that's really fulfilling for me as an actress at the end of the day when we finish shooting. And also I know it's like on a technical like point of view, it might feel or sound or seem a bit more challenging. But honestly, I've had, I was lucky enough to still have people that were working with me on set that were, you know, nice enough to still read lines with me so that my eye line would look right and so that I wasn't just like necessarily talking to myself or just monologuing for that part. So I've had some really nice people working with me to help me through this. So it is a little bit more challenging on the acting part, but that's also like more exciting. And again, on the technical side, I've been really, really lucky so far. So can't complain.
That's amazing. No, that's awesome. I mean, and it really, you know, it's such a team effort. And that's one of the things I've always loved about acting and about, you know, filmmaking and TV making. Mm-hmm. It really does take a whole village.
Definitely.
It really does take a lot of support and you know, it's one of those things where when you're acting with other people too, you feed off of each other, you know, you feed off of that energy. So that's great that you have that and have some support in that way.
Absolutely.
And also afterwards, remember, Jack, we had that red carpet event.
Ooh. I do remember. That was really fun. That was really, really fun. I still remember, funny enough, I still remember the dress I wore. And I'm not a big red carpet kind of girl. Like, I love to act, and I'm very talkative, as you can tell, but I'm really shy when it comes to, you know, just, like, being out there. Like, I don't really have a big Instagram or anything like that. I just love the art, you know, but that was fun because we had been working together for so long. And so it was just a celebration of all of, you know, all of us being together and just basically giving ourselves a little pat on the back for sticking it out. And, it's tough doing indie projects. It's, you're kind of doing everything, your hair, makeup, your all of it, you know, and we did get some help along the way, but initially it was pretty much us doing all of that, you know, for ourselves.
But it also,
I was very quite surprised at even how many people turned out for the red carpet event. It was quite a few. I mean, it was literally standing room only.
Yeah. I mean, that was a really good turnout. So, I mean, it's a great show. It's a great concept. I myself personally have always loved sci-fi because it's just that whole unknown, you know, multiple dimensions, clones. There's just so much out there we don't know, you know, about the universe. And so for me, it's a fascinating playground to explore.
I definitely agree with that. Yes, if acting gives you the opportunity to play and just like imagine like different scenarios and different like circumstances that you could go through as a character, sci-fi, or me personally, at least now with Journeys, that gives you like a whole like other world of just like possibilities and like things that you can explore as a character and as like a human being too, because obviously like if you're working on a specific project, you're going to start thinking about the topics and just like what is about more. So it's definitely like a mind opening process, this one that I'm going through, and you never stop learning. So if I can be faced with something that I've never thought about before, heard before, is only going to make me, I think, grow both as an actress and as a person in general. So it was definitely exciting. And I bet it was exciting for you as well.
Yeah. And, you know, you don't realize the growth while you're going through it. It's always something that you see in hindsight, you know, like, I did, just a small little bit part on, a show on the Stars Network. And it was such a funny experience for me because they got me like my own trailer, and then like you have all the makeup people and the wardrobe, and then like there was two directors on set, and I was like, oh my gosh. And after working you know, a web series for so long where you're doing everything and the makeup and the hair, and then having that experience, I was like, oh my gosh, this is too easy. Like like it just because you don't realize how much you're taking on when you're having to you know, do so much of that yourself, and just basically you've grown, you know, you grow in that process. And so then you have other experiences where, you know, maybe there's a little bit more of a budget, et cetera. And you're just like, wow, I didn't realize how much I learned along the way. So that in itself is gratifying, just, you know, growing and learning and, you know, and seeing that progress over time.
I can definitely agree with that. Yes, absolutely. I think we were like talking about it and it was either the next episode or the one before that is kind of like the whole idea that Fred has for Cineplex Studios. Like I got to learn things that I would have never, you know, had the experience or get the chance to learn if I was on another set in which like everybody kind of has their own like niche and they just need to like stick to what they know and what they do. And that's all you do. So like I would only be doing acting, but with Fred, I feel like he gave me the freedom and the opportunity to learn like sound or to learn. I've been an AD for Fred now for a couple of months. I've been doing sound. I've been doing AD. I've been doing some directing. He made me even shoot something sometimes. Like I would literally I always apologize for how things turn out because I don't have that much experience. But now, like, slowly I can start to say, okay, I do have a little bit of experience with it because Fred gave me the opportunity to learn all these different things that, again, maybe if I was in a different set, if I were to approach a DP and be like, oh, can I try? He'll be like, what are you doing here? Go back to your trailer and sit down. So I definitely, appreciate this thing and mentality that Fred has. And yeah, as we said before, it's really useful, especially in this business, to like not maybe know necessarily how to do everything because there's so many components that it's impossible to be able to do everything perfectly, but to be aware of the work that everybody else around you has to put in order to produce like a movie or a series or whatever product it may be. Because it really, as you said, it does take a village. And sometimes people live too much in their own little bubble to acknowledge like there's a lot of other people that are putting just as much effort as you are. And just because the one in front of the camera doesn't mean that all the attention and you're driving the show. There are so many components. Absolutely. And it's good. Yeah. And it's good to be aware of that. Yeah. Yeah.
No, I think that's amazing. And that's so great that you're getting that experience. And really, I always, I always thought Fred was ahead of his time because, you know, he basically taking that initiative, creating his own product, finding ways to stream it, you know, himself. And I think at the end of the day, that is where we're heading, you know, in this entertainment world. More and more people are creating their own content. More and more people are, you know, being able to stream and get recognition on their own. And so it's pretty exciting. And what you said a little bit about, like just that insecurity and not knowing if you're good enough in a certain area or not having that confidence. You know, what I've kind of come to realize is that when it comes to art, it's not really a right or a wrong, you know, it's more about just embracing your voice, embracing what makes you and knowing that you have as much a right as anybody else to express your voice. And, and it might not be for everybody, but you'll reach the people that you're meant for, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's like who's your favorite? Do you have like a favorite director, let's say?
I really like...
Or a favorite, movie maker.
I would say maybe at one of my top ones is definitely Quentin Tarantino.
Okay, so that's a good example. So he has a massive following, but he might not be for everyone, right?
Like I
love M. Night, but not everybody likes his work. Some people find it strange. I live for strange, you know?
I understand your point.
You know what I'm saying? It's like there's always going to be a critic. There's always going to be someone who has something negative to say. And really... I think the real revelation is being able to build that self-confidence and stand in your own truth and in your own voice and know that you too have a right to that. So
absolutely. Yeah. All right. We have about 5 minutes left on this episode. So I'm going to give not the microphone because I can't physically, but I'm going to give the space to Fred, because I know that we want to do a little preview for our next episode. So Fred, if you want to introduce a little bit about what we're going to talk about next show, and so that we can kind of wrap this episode up. 30 minutes fly when you're having fun.
Oh, yes, it does, doesn't it? Well, first of all, Jaga, thank you so much for being a part of the show.
My pleasure.
It went by too fast.
I knew it would, because we just have too much to talk about.
Yeah. Well, we have to have you back someday. So if you can come back someday, that'll be great. For next week, we're going to have two of our producers from a new project we're working on, Treasure Moments, which is a Hallmark style production, and it's basically short movies written by women, produced by women, and starring women. And so we're going to have at least two, if not more, producers and actresses from that group come in next week to talk about their various projects.
That's exciting. That's very exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, again, Angelica, you can come back anytime you want.
just give me a ring.
Absolutely.
Maybe the next time I'll be like in production with my film or something, you know. So let's put it out there.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Absolutely, yeah. You can do a little promo here.
I'd love that.
Yes. All right. Well, we talked about a lot of things in this episode, despite the little technical issues at the beginning, which I think we're getting used to. We're kind of getting good at navigating through them as the episodes go by. We had the pleasure to meet Angelica, which again is the former leading actress in the Cineplex Studios, done parts of Journeys in the past, my mentor, aka.
The two of you guys say something in Italian because you both speak Italian.
Oh, we were speaking Italian before you got on. Don't worry about
it. I asked her how she was doing in Italian.
Yes. We did have a little interaction in Italian. and then, we talked about just different like aspects of what it is and what it means to be an actor and how to approach different tasks or like more difficult, you know, things that you might have to do as an actor, such as we were talking about the clone situation. By the way, the fact that you had like so many women on set to like work with you sounds so much fun. So much fun. I love doing the clones, but that would have been also like an amazing experience. Like it sounds like awesome.
We had
one time, I think like 14
clones. Oh, wow. That's insane.
Yeah,
that's like
fun. You can imagine the jokes on the set. Like we were
absolutely
joking, laughing, and it was a lot of fun. We all got along really, really well. So
that's good. That's always good to get along with your fellow cast members for sure. It sounds like an awesome experience. All right, and
I
then
mean,
we
it
all...
was years together. So
oh, true. Yeah. That's also why, like, I feel like TV shows rather than movies like give that different, you know, step on like being able to like keep in touch with your cast members for so long. Mm-hmm. Like you really become like a big family.
Absolutely.
Okay. And then we also introduced a little bit of what we're going to be talking about in the next episode. We're going to have two very special guests. So make sure to tune in or to listen to our podcast on Spotify. If you couldn't tune in for time difference, for example, a topic that I'm really familiar with. This was awesome, you guys. Thank you so much for coming here. Thank you, Fred. Thank you, Angelica, again. And I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Thank
you. It was really
good. Wish you both the best.
Yeah, thank you so much again for coming. We'll see or we'll hear from you guys next week. Stay tuned for Hollywood Reimagined Episode 4.